Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Susan McNeese of Oracle. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Allison. Glad to be here.
So, Susan, why don't we just begin by telling us a little bit about your background and what you do at Oracle?
Sure. I'm responsible for the marketing thought leadership activity within the Oracle Communications business unit. So we are the vertical market unit within the larger Oracle that focuses on the telecommunications industry, primarily the communication service providers or carriers, as we call them. But we also have a part of our business that serves enterprises with both network solutions and unified communication solutions.
Now, you guys made an announcement this week that was pretty interesting in terms of the new capabilities that you're bringing to carrier-grade solutions. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we were very excited about this. As you know, Oracle and Intel have had this 20-plus year relationship. It's been a robust, productive relationship on a lot of fronts. And Oracle Communications have also had many relationships with Intel for the communications industry as a part of the Network Builders Program. Now, about a year and change ago, we started to pull together our roadmap for network function virtualization. And we have brought many products to the fore, not the least of which is a three-part orchestration solution. And this solution includes a network service orchestrator to actually take the service definitions and bring them to life within an inventory and then activate those in a carrier's network, as well as an application orchestrator, which is our VNF manager, the element manager of element managers, as the network folks like to say. And then, of course, the third part of that is the VIM, or the cloud management system. It was at that juncture that we began an intensive set of activities with the Intel SDN division, John Healy's division, and yesterday's press release was a recognition of the achievements that that team has made. What the Intel and Oracle team did was get together and start to study this gap that we perceived between orchestrating VNF activity, services into the network and service orders, and then the conversation with the actual processor platform. By looking at some of the work that Intel has done to this part of the OpenStack initiative that's called Enhanced Platform Awareness. Now, OpenStack is the VIM, or cloud management system, built out of open source contributions, and it is actually fostered by the OpenStack Foundation. So it really represents some of the best thinking in the industry about how to manage a telco cloud, which is different than some of the enterprise cloud requirements. And EPA is a set of characteristics about the Intel platform that an operator or a vendor to an operator can take advantage of to actually harness certain specialized capabilities.
So tell me a little bit about the solution and the technical underpinnings of what you've created.
So working with the Intel team, Oracle Communications engineers were able to find a way to use our orchestration system to actually look at the needs of a particular network and understand that when we are determining that it is time, for example, to spin up a new virtual machine, by using EPA, we can actually say, and here are the characteristics that we want to highlight in that data center. We want you to set up a separate pool of resource. And we're going to give you specialized characteristics of that pool through EPA, and then we're going to send you the workload. But we want to optimize your platform for this workload. And that's the bridge that EPA provides. It optimizes the Intel platform for the workload, and it can be anybody's workload because we can orchestrate our own products as well as others. And so we will orchestrate that workload into the data center, but in an optimal way.
So when we go and look at carrier-grade networking infrastructure, this is an area that has been dominated by proprietary technologies that frankly move at a much slower pace than what we find in the computer arena. Can you talk a little bit about, when you've talked to the providers, what they see in terms of the core capabilities of these new solutions and why these are so attractive as alternatives?
You know, this is one of the most novel initiatives in the industry I've ever seen. And the characteristic that makes it so unique is that the requirements to industry have come from the carriers themselves. This is the group of buyers speaking out. About 2.5 years ago, a group of technical carrier executives got together in Germany at an industry event under the sponsorship of ETSI, the European Telecommunications Standards Institute, and started to put together their manifesto, their demands for what they want. What do we really want out of this virtualization capability that enterprises have been taking advantage of for several years? And this document is available on ETSI.org, asks the vendor community to create in a very open and interchangeable way a set of network capabilities that, while today are often burned into silicon as ASICs and other specialized proprietary processors, move that into a commercial data center environment running on industry standard platforms that are obviously much more malleable, but do that in a way, so move my proprietary stuff to an open architecture and in software so that I can have the software control for many, many, many reasons. But the two primary ones that come up over and over again in some research that we've done is that the carriers have said, we need more service agility. We must get to market faster. This is a rallying cry from the industry saying we have to be able to compete at internet speeds. We have to be able to compete with the likes of the Googles and the Yahoos of the world. So with that in mind, they've asked us to be able to move these functions into software so that they are faster to market. There is also a significant desire to be much more effective with capital expenditures and operating expenditures. The telco back office is still incredibly complex, and so we need more agility, and the time is now, to move these proprietary functions into software. That also gives the carriers the opportunity to encourage a great deal of innovation, frankly, competition, and more new ideas coming from places such as startups, academia, and industry standards bodies. So that is going to up the stakes in terms of competition for the market, which they as the buyers will certainly get the benefits from.
Susan, one final question for you. I'm sure that folks who are listening online have interest in following up and learning more about Oracle's engagement in this space. Is there a website that you would send them to for more information?
Oracle.com/communications/NFV. Network Function Virtualization, or you can search for us at the Oracle website, oracle.com. We have had a wonderful experience with the Intel team. It has really brought some goodness to market, which I hasten to add will also go back into the open community. This is not a proprietary solution. This will go back into OpenStack and be available to everyone else as well.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today, Susan. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure indeed. Have a great day.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.